You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and you turn us on and you'll hear it as well. You'll hear it from now going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is Monday. It is the 8th of August as we start off another week. It's going to be rather exciting for me, really, isn't it? Because it's going to be my first my first full week since getting back from vacation. Anyway, let's get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Good morning.
There we go, yes, Lonely Days. That's bringing us in this morning, and written and performed by the Bee Gees there, and it appeared on their album, which was called 2 Years On. and released as a single, that track, becoming their first top five hit in the United States. That was peaking at number three on the Billboard Hot 100. Got to number one on the Cashbox and Record World Charts as well. Barry Gibb later, by the way, re-recorded the song with the country quartet called Little Big Town. That was with his 2021 album, Greenfield. So there we go. Good morning, sunshine. And I tell you what, it's rather nice this morning. We're actually doing it. There's a little bit of sun coming up. We've actually got a sunrise. Nice red clouds out there. We need a cheery Monday, don't we? This will cheer us up a little bit.
Jerry D.
I'll wait for you. sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you. Storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you, with or without you.
Two in a row. Started off with the Paul Davis, of course, and the 65 Love Affair. Pulling on there, that's you two, with or without you. Hopefully we're with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Time-wise, well, that has brought us to this. It is 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is a Monday morning, and it is the 8th, yes, the 8th of August. Soon be Christmas. How nice. Oh well, let's shake your body down, shall we, in the shower this morning.
Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance. Let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance. Like shout, shake your body down to the ground. You tease me with your loving to play hard to get, 'cause I do know that I want you. You walk around this town with your head on a pillow, and you do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground.
Tell you what, I had my shower a little bit earlier on this morning, but I wish I had that one on the radio when I was showering. Here we go. Shake your body down. And that was from the Jackson 5. And time on the Breakfast Show, where we are 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I tell you what, when I was rummaging, as I do over the weekend, and looking for some music, I thought, there's some tracks there. I thought, yeah, I'd like to sort of play those more than once or twice in the week. So what I've done is I've sort of put some tracks aside, and I've got a little playlist here called Tracks of the Week. We've got a couple of tracks from Calvin Harris, actually, this week. We've got New to You and Stay With Me. As It Was by Harry Styles, Green Green Grass, George Ezra. And you can have him, Jolene. Chapel Harp, we played that on Friday. And Breath by Todrick Hall. So we're going to be interjecting those during the course of this morning and during the course of the week. Not necessarily all together. But I'll tell you what, good news. One I didn't just mention to you. Okay? Very important one. It's just come out. All right, the album's not coming out until September. The track is called Lost. Who's it by? It's by Robbie Williams. Yep, a new track by Robbie Williams, just released on Friday, on the 5th of August. So that's good news. A little bit of sad news, though. Firstly, let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou, to Francisco, and to Paul Dixon over there in the UK. He dropped me the line this morning and says, good morning, Jerry. Another one bites the dust over the weekend. So sad. Judith Durham, former Seekers lead singer, has passed away at the age of 79. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And also Paul asked if we could play a couple of tracks for them. And he's given me a couple, and we will do that. So we'll do that a little bit later on this morning. So sad news, isn't it? It's always sad news when we lose somebody. Especially if we sort of grow up with them, isn't it? Yeah. Come on, let's groove. Earth, Wind and Fire there, let's groove. That's what it's called, and that has brought us to 26 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, saying our good mornings this morning, don't forget, if you want to join us here on The Breakfast Show, if you want to join in the chat, drop me a little line while we're on air, please do. There's plenty of ways you can get in touch with us. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa, and of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here! Don't touch that dial.
When he opens the door, says I'm home. Be aware of the look in his, says I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in. What kind of day it's been. Something you said, a gentle touch of your hand, tell them you understand. Have you told him today I love you? When he reaches out, be there. Show him that someone cares. He's a man and a man has to try. Let him run, let him fall, let him cry. His world won't fall apart if you take him into your heart.
Going off into the distance, her name is Bobby Martin, and that was released back in 1969. It's called For the Love of Him. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Well, I think it's about time for us to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
You know, it's almost the end of pizza week. Go and try the best pizza at Frank's Place in downtown Plaza in Costa del Este. Luna de Miel. Pizza, just for $12, includes selected drinks. It's really yummy with Chicago Thin Crust. Reservations, give a call on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. Don't forget, Pete.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. There we go. Always good advice for you here on The Breakfast Show. Do check them out, all our friends there. Right, time for us on The Breakfast Show to look at some of the local news headlines, looking at them a little bit later on this morning. Not much, actually, in the news. Quite short, actually. It's been a quiet weekend. But we do start off with this one. By the year 2023, well, that's next year, the micro, small and medium enterprises, AMPME, the authority will have more resources. Now, according to the state budget project for fiscal year 2023, the entity managed by Oscar Ramos will have a budget of $12.7 million. That's $2.6 million more than the one approved in 2022, which was $10.1 million. This represents an increase of 20.4%. The line where the increase stands out is that destined for the seed capital program, which consists of providing non-reimbursable funds of up to $2,000 for entrepreneurs. Well, last year, AMPME was the target of questions due to the opacity of the seed capital program. The La Prensa newspaper requested the entity covered by the transparency law the list of the beneficiaries of capital seeding. Well, even the Transparency and Information Authority and ITAI indicated that at the time that AMPME maintains the obligation to deliver the seed capital information and comply with Decree 126. But on the other hand, the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation, CINESID, will work with a smaller budget. Now, according to the project, it will be allocated $46.6 million for 2023. When compared to 2022, a reduction of $3.7 million stands out. Panama only invests to date an approximation of about 0.2% of the gross domestic product in research and development. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Erika Muñoz, and the newly appointed Colombian Foreign Minister, Alvaro Leyva, met to discuss migration, security, trade, investment, and environmental protection, reported the Panamanian Foreign Ministry. Colombia is one of our main partners due to proximity and affinity. With Foreign Minister Leyva, we received and reviewed the common agenda, which includes valuable components for economic reactivation. We also agreed on the strategic lines of the call that Presidents Laurentino Cortizo and Gustavo Petro will hold next Tuesday, Moines said after the meeting. The deputy of the Panamanista Party bench, Bernardino Gonzalez, presented an initiative that would reform the internal regulations of the National Assembly in relation to the legal shield that the deputies have for the opinions expressed in the legislative plenary session. Article 228 would be reformed so that it reads as follows. Assembly members are not legally responsible for the opinions and votes that they cast in the exercise of their duties, and they deserve consideration and respect from the authorities. What is new is that the word votes is included. Apparently, the prerogative is already in the Constitution itself, in its Article 154, which says, quote, the members of the National Assembly are not legally responsible for the opinions and votes that they cast in the exercise of their position. Panama is on the verge of losing the leadership in the registry of ships that it has maintained now since 1993 for not executing structural changes in the business model, updating the digital service, and not reforming the legislation, say representatives of the maritime sector. And lastly this morning, Panamanian coffee always does it proud, doesn't it? Does us proud, does our coffee. It's great. Well, it's outdone itself. Light and delicate and complex, all in a small sip that never ceases to surprise the most demanding and educated palates in the world. On Saturday, Panamanian producers made it clear why they are so good. After two difficult years of the pandemic, the perseverance brought an incredible harvest, a new record. In the 26th edition of the Best of Panama Coffee Tasting and Competition, the Guarumo Coffee Farm Black Jaguar Batch by Tessie and Ratibor Hartman obtained 96.5 in the Natural Geisha category. It's the highest mark in all the geisha competitions in the world. So congratulations for that. And I must admit, I find it personally a little bit difficult getting my head around all these specialized coffees and geisha coffees, because they go on about all the different aromas and the wonderful tastes that you get in your coffee. They never mention coffee. I mean, that's the principal taste, isn't it? I think so. But anyway, congratulations. I remember in the old days, Blue Mountain Coffee, remember that? So there we go, that's Linda Ronstadt, and it's so easy. It is a Music Monday, it's you, me, and the Music Library this morning, taking a look at some of the music going back through the years, and some fairly up-to-date ones, and some, well. And let me see what else we got for you. Don't forget, we're going to be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, later on today for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Chatting with Yasmin, see how her weekend was, and no doubt we'll probably have a couple of tracks for you from this day in music. Oh, what else can I say? Or as Boss Skaggs would say, what can I say?
What can I say? guess knew when to go. Perfect, you knew when to stay. Come on, tell me that you're lonely, dear. I've been feeling down some too. After all this time now, ain't it clear? I've been waiting just for.
Without you, I give up. Now, I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore. But baby, that's just me. Yeah, I will love you, baby.
Bon Jovi and Always. And that was following on from said Bob Skaggs. And what can I say? Absolutely nothing. You just sit back and relax. I'll do the talking. Now let's take it. I've just taken a little rummage around some of the things. And how many of you remember Magnum P.I., the series? Well, Roger E. Mosley, he's died at 83. And not from natural causes. It was after a car crash, apparently. Actor Roger E. Mosley, who appeared in all 8 seasons of the original Magnum P.I., has passed away. He portrayed, his character was T.C. Calvin. Remember the helicopter pilot and friend of Tom Selleck's character. Mosley died from injuries sustained in a car accident. This was in a place called Linwood in Los Angeles last week. His daughter, Cha, who previously told followers about the car crash, confirmed his death to the Hollywood Reporter. So sad, we've got lots of few, haven't we? And Paul dropped me another note. I actually listened yesterday on the BBC Radio 2 to a tribute to a great actor, comedian, broadcaster, you name it. Bernard Cummings, he passed away. There's also a Doctor Who and Wombles star. He passed away, he was 93 years of age, a real character. What he couldn't do was nobody's business. And if you ever heard him read a book, you know, in those days it was before, before what we have now, you know, all these audio books. But his reading was absolutely superb and his portrayal of characters. So yeah, not a good weekend really for losing people. I found a Supremes track which doesn't sort of seem to get a lot of play. I thought I'd give that a spin this morning. It's the Supremes, and it's as I say, one you don't necessarily hear a lot. It's called Automatically Sunshine. For those of you keeping an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Travel, we'll walk barefoot.
That's good, isn't it? But that doesn't really get a lot of play. Manic Street Preachers, new album from them. And this is, well, new album for me. I downloaded over the weekend. Covers. And this is one of the tracks off of the album. And it's called Borderline. There we go, Manic Street Preachers and their version of Borderline. Take us up to the top of the hour. We've got a little bit of B.J. Thomas here, and, well, he can't stop believing.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna Saturday. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic, and her tears are shining, honey, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
Just can't help believing, that's it. And that was BJ Thomas. Time on The Breakfast Show. Well, it's time for us to look at the news just after a little call sign.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, and when we say news at 7 o'clock, what do we mean? We take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. China's military announced fresh military drills on Monday in the seas and airspace around Taiwan, a day after the scheduled end of its largest ever exercises to protest against last week's visit to Taipei by US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. China's Eastern Theater Command said it would conduct joint drills focusing on anti-submarine and sea assault operations, confirming the fears of some security analysts and diplomats that Beijing would continue to maintain pressure on Taiwan's defenses. And just a little note there, I think, really, for the Americans, if you want to keep poking the tiger, be careful. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Sunday that Taiwan is not part of the United States, but Chinese territory, in the latest diplomatic invective against U.S. policy since a visit to Taiwan by Nancy Pelosi. And the United States has been engaging in sophistry on the Taiwan question, and China's actions on Taiwan have been just, appropriate, and legal, as well as being aimed at safeguarding the country's sacred sovereignty and territorial integrity, Wang said during a visit to Bangladesh. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Monday for international inspectors to be given access to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant after Ukraine and Russia traded accusations over shelling of Europe's largest atomic complex. This was over the weekend. Any attack on a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, Gutierrez told a news conference in Japan, where he attended the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony on Saturday. And this was to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the world's first atomic bombing. One of President Vladimir Putin's closest allies said on Monday that Russia would achieve its aims in the conflict in Ukraine on its own terms, warning that the West had a long-term plan to destroy Russia. Russia is conducting a special military operation in Ukraine and is attaining peace on our terms, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who serves as deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, told TASS in an interview. Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manashe Sogavare did not attend a weekend dawn ceremony for a key World War II battle organized by the United States, with local media reporting it as a snub. The Solomon Star News and Sogavare was said that Sogavare was due to give a speech at a memorial service that was attended by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman and ministers and officials from Japan, Australia and New Zealand on Sunday, but he did not appear. Hong Kong will shorten the COVID-19 hotel quarantine period for all arrivals to 3 days from 7, taking another step to gradually unwind stringent pandemic rules that have isolated the Asian financial hub. The measures will be effective from Friday, the city's leader John Lee told a news conference on Monday. Now, arrivals will need to self-monitor for a further 4 days, during which they will be forbidden to enter such premises as restaurants and bars. A German diplomat in Rio de Janeiro, Uwe Herbert Hahn, was arrested on Saturday night in connection with the death of his Belgian husband, police said. Hahn said that his husband, Walter Biot, had died on Friday when he fell from their apartment in the Ipanema neighborhood after suffering a sudden illness. The police arrested him on suspicion of murder after their forensics found bloodstains in the apartment, and the autopsy of Biot's body showed multiple wounds, and television images showed police taking Hahn away in a police car. That's it. There's the news. As I say, not so much news flying around the last couple of days. Of course, obviously what we're telling you is important with regards to what's happening with China and Taiwan and Ukraine and whatever. Perhaps we might all want to go back to bed. Not a bad idea, I hear you say. Anyway, I hope you all had a great weekend. I went out at the weekend. I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing over the weekend, but I sort of called a friend, as you do, and said, you know, what do you recommend? Where should we go for the weekend? He said, let me tell you about a place I know. To get in, it don't take much, though. Where you can really do your thing. Oh, yeah. Got a neon sign outside that says, come in and take a look at your man. So anyway, there we are. We ended up at the Psychedelic Shack. Who did I call? I called the Temptations, of course. Who else? Breakfast show time. Keep an eye on the time. We're 9 minutes right now. That's after the hour 7 here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Thank you.
cause a new girl a hella uptight. And God broke the mold when he made my type. You got the same vibe, that's what I like. It's all about me and talk about me and look at my pics all day. Always say please when I got to leave and say it ain't good to say. They focus on TMO that he needs and don't ever play no games. I love when you say my name. This might be new to you. This ain't what the mood do. But they do like everything. I think you might love me, baby. This might be new to you. This ain't what the mood do. But they do like everything. I think you might love me, baby.
I don't love you, but you know I fuck with you. I think I wanna fly you to Peru from Malibu. I wish I had you to myself. I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got vision, so you winning. Body fine, need a minute. If I fuck up, then forgive me. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I feel like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen a ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, she let me get right inside. This shit new to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be new.
Go. That is Calvin Harris there, and that is Now to You, and that was featuring Nomani and Tanashi and Offset, and that's it. That's one of our tracks for the week for this week. Rather like that, listening to that on the BBC over the weekend. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at today's weather for you, see what is happening, whether or not you want to go out anywhere. We did start out this morning, actually, with rather a nice sunset. I thought we'd be getting some sunrise, rather. I thought we might be getting some sunshine coming through, but not as yet. But it's early, isn't it? Let's start over there in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón. 29 degrees Celsius will be their maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees will be the thermal sensation, 84% relative humidity. Partially cloudy for this morning, chance of isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and also isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight as well. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that'll be the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, that's going to be at 82%, which is down a little bit from last week. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon. and cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the metropolitan area, what's in store for us today. 31 degrees Celsius, this is the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 37 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation, and 83% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, you've got it, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, the Perlis Islands around that area, 28 degrees Celsius maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. 35 degrees is the thermal sensation, which isn't too bad considering it's going to be quite sticky with 94% relative humidity. Now, they've got those isolated rains and thunderstorms during the course of this morning, and they have also got them in the afternoon, and they've also got them tonight. If you were thinking about going out there, you might want to change your mind. Anyway, that's the forecast for you. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. Let's take a look at the tides for this Monday. Starting on the Pacific, we've got two low and one high tide today. Low tide was at 5:37 this morning. That was 1.16 metres. High tide, that will be just before midday at 11:53, to be precise, 4.33 metres. And the last low tide, that's at 6:26 tonight, and that'll be 0.82 of a metre. Moving over to the Caribbean, we've got a full set, two up and two down, starting with the first one is a down, it's a low tide. That was at 4:20 this morning. That was minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 8:53 this morning. That'll be 0.03 of a metre. The second low tide will be at 1:05 in the afternoon. That will be minus 0.03 of a metre. And the high tide, the last one, 9:07 tonight, and that'll be 0.46 of a metre, or 1 foot and 5 inches. So there we go. That's it. Those are your tides for today. Let's take a look and see what's happening with regards to the actual sea conditions. Starting over there on the Caribbean side, good conditions for this morning. No problems. Winds are brisk at 20 to 25 kilometres an hour coming in from the west-southwest. Waves will be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing, and we've got winds dropping slightly down to 12 to 17 kilometres an hour with the westerly direction, and waves, they're going to stay at 3 feet. On the Pacific, what are we looking at? Good conditions for this morning. Light winds 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, north-northwesterly direction, and waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. Waves not making any changes. It's just going to be at 2 feet. Not much change with the wind either. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour. Directions changing round to the west-northwest. So there we go. That's it. There's the look at your weather for this morning. Monday morning, 8th of August.
My doctor, just see what's the matter. He said the best place to be in the mornings.
So there we go. It was Joe Simon and Get Down, Get Down, Get On. Love it. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for us to take a break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. The Panama Canal will be commemorating 108 years on August the 15th. The editors of the Panama Cyberspace News, Alonso and Carmela Gobin, are inviting you to celebrate the occasion by transiting the canal aboard the Pacific Queen on Saturday, August the 13th, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon, departing from Amador. It's an exciting experience transiting through Miraflores and Pedro Miguel locks with breakfast, lunch and a bilingual guide. The prices begin at $65 and all you've got to do is contact Carmela at 66754507 or email info@cybernewspanama.com.
Escucha
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. And if you keep an eye on the time, boys and girls, we're just coming down for 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a look at some of the international business news for today. We've got Russian stock markets jumped and the ruble strengthened on Monday. This was after the bourse decided not to allow some foreign investors to return to the market for the first time since February. Traders expected that if foreign investors return, some will immediately sell shares, given the uncharted waters of an equity market now offering huge risks and insufficient transparency. Russia's stock market fell 3% on Friday. This was after the exchange said that it would let clients from friendly jurisdictions, those which have not deployed sanctions against Russia, start trading after an almost six-month hiatus. Business investment appears to be an early victim of red-hot US inflation and rising interest rates. Non-residential fixed investment, which is how the Commerce Department lumps together things like spending by businesses on new buildings and renovations of existing ones, well, that slipped 0.1% on an annualized basis in the second quarter. This acted as a drag on gross domestic product, the broadest measure of U.S. economic output. It also ended a seven-quarter run of outsized additions to GDP that on average were more than double the category's historic contributions to growth. The cutbacks hit every industry except mining and drilling. Oil prices inched up from multi-month lows on Monday as lingering worries about demand weakening on the back of a darkened economic outlook outweighed some positive economic data from China and the United States. Erasing earlier gains, Brent crude futures were down 51 cents or 0.5% at $94.41 a barrel. This was by 8:16 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at 88.58 a barrel, down 43 cents or 0.5%. Front month Brent prices last week hit the lowest since February, tumbling 13.7% and posting their largest weekly drop since April of 2020, while WTI lost 9.7% as concerns about a recession hitting oil demand weighed on prices. Democrats scored a major policy victory when the U.S. Senate passed a $430 billion climate change, healthcare and tax bill that will help reduce the carbon emissions that drive climate change while also cutting drug costs for the elderly. President Joe Biden's congressional allies hope the bill, which they pushed through the Senate over United Republican opposition, will boost their chances in the November 8 midterm elections, when Republicans are favored to recapture the majority in at least one chamber of Congress. U.S. carmaker Tesla has signed contracts worth about $5 billion to buy materials for their batteries from nickel processing companies in Indonesia, a senior cabinet minister told CNBC Indonesia. Well, Southeast Asia's biggest economy has been trying to get Tesla to set up a production facility in the country, which has major nickel reserves. President Joko Widodo met with Tesla founder Elon Musk earlier this year to drum up investment. And Germany would face costs almost six times as high as Brexit if it and the European Union were to shut China out of their economies, the IFO Institute said on Monday, citing the results of a study. The biggest losers of a trade war with China would be the automotive industry, with an 8.47% loss of value, and it manufacturers of transport equipment with a 5.14% loss, and mechanical engineering with a 4.34% loss, the IFO said. And lastly, BioNTech expects to begin deliveries of two Omicron-adapted vaccines as soon as October, which will help spur demand in the fourth quarter, said the German biotech firm as it reaffirmed its vaccine revenue guidance for the year on Monday. Pending regulatory approval, both vaccines would be supplied in time for booster campaigns come autumn, said the company. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here internationally. And that's the business news. And that has brought us to 22.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. Now, don't forget still to come. It is Monday morning. We'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk. And later on, we'll check in, see how Yasmin got on with her weekend. And also, perhaps a couple of tracks from, you never know, This Day in Music.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her badly?
Yes, two in a row. We started off with the Creep from Radiohead, and that one, Going Back in Time with the Doors, and Love Her Madly. And Paul Dixon over there in the UK dropped a little note earlier on this morning telling me that Australian musician Judith Durham had passed away, best known as the lead singer of the folk music group The Seekers, and she passed at the age of 79. Her band sold more than 50 million records and had hits including I'll Never Find Another You, I'm an Australian, and Georgie Girl. Well, she left the group to go solo. That was in 1968. Went on to release a number of studio albums. Anthony Albanese, Australia's Prime Minister, paid tribute to Durham, calling her a, quote, national treasure, unquote. Judith Durham gave a voice to a new strand of our identity and helped blaze a trail for a new generation of Aussie artists, he wrote on social media. Her kindness will be missed by many. The anthem she gave to our nation will never be forgotten. Durham was honoured multiple times during her lengthy career, including being awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia for services to music, and that was in 1995, and the Centenary Medal in 2003. Here's two in a row from The Seekers.
Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? Georgie, deep inside, bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Wake up, Georgie girl.
there we go. Judith Durham sadly passed away, age of 79. And she rose to international fame. This was when she joined the Seekers back in 1962, alongside Athol Guy, Keith Potcher, and Bruce Woodley. And she became the band's lead singer the following year, and she was just 20 years of age. And the rest, well, that's history, isn't it? And we played Geordie Girl, of course, and I'll Never Find Another You. Now, from something in the past to something in the present and into the future. And it's a new single from Robbie Williams. It's going to be on his album, which was, I believe the album's going to be 25 in Roman numerals. And this was released on Friday. The album is expected, I believe it's I know it's September, and I believe it's the 9th of September. Anyway, enjoy.
I wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling without God in this? Disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling with? I gotta live. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. All my friends say, but I don't think so.
Love it. Can't wait for the album to come out, and that'll be in September. Lost from Robbie Williams. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. She's asked if we could play a piece of music for her. I'm sure we can get that one in, slip it in before the top of the hour. And she says, a good day to everybody, and hope it's a good one. Sailing it, but all being well, it will be. Can you please play Burning Down the House from Tom Jones, featuring the Cardigans?
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
I tell you what, something else I just want to remind you about. You know, the D-Gourmet store. Yeah, the delicatessen and the speciality food store, D-Gourmet. They are in Paitia Mall. Now, if you're not sure which Paitia Mall it is, it's there, well, there is one. It is right next to the Pacific Center. All right, there's a little strip mall right next to the Pacific Center. That's called Paitia Mall. And that's where you're going to find a gourmet store. Delicatessen speciality food store. And they're waiting for you. And they're from Monday to Saturday. So do pop along. All right?
Still.
News there and the success of our Geisha Coffee. We had to play that one, didn't we? Mike and Mechanics and Another Cup of Coffee. I tell you what, another track from my tracks of the week. There are tracks we're going to be playing as we go through the week this week. Probably not all of them every day, but as we go through the week, we'll play them a few times. And we're going to be doing that, tracks of the week. And my next one is George Ezra and Green Green Grass.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. We hold together, Adam and Eve. But the girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watching love.
Oh, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, it's Monday, and it's a glorious morning. You're not going to believe this. Yeah. So I got a phone call from the vet on Friday, and he says, yep, bring the cats in tomorrow morning. I'm like, what? He says, yep, bring them in tomorrow morning, and I'll fix them right up. So what do you think I had to do? Oh, goodness gracious, I had to catch me 5 putty cats and take them into the hospital to get their little snip snips done, their little stuff done here, done there. It was amazing. So, of course, it had to be very, very quiet and very sneaky. So I had this very large dog cage for transporting dogs on the airport. And I had set it up with a rope so that the door was open and I had a litter box inside and I had food inside so that the minute that I get those little babies in there, I'd pull that door shut and I'd catch them. So I did that and I caught 3 of them. So, okay, 3's better than not. So I had to find the last one, who was Mr. Goalie, Mr. Yellow Kitty Cat. And I went out and my cook and I, we finally grabbed him. The cook grabbed him first. Without gloves, and he bit onto her pinky finger and held on for dear life. Oh, he made a mess of her finger. So I had some gloves on and a towel, and I caught him finally, and I shoved him in that box. Well, then we had to get Mamacita. Oh, wow. So somebody had lent us a live trap so we could catch her without, you know, endangering her. But the problem is, I have a bunch of other cats who like say, hey, I see there's some food in that trap. I'd like that for myself. So I had reinforced the screen, all the first layer of screen, by putting some extra mesh around the bottom. Because last time I tried to catch them, they ran and ran right through the screen. Their head just went poop right through. So this time, oh, they're not going to escape from the screens. So I waited, and we finally got Mamacita into the patio and got rid of all the other cats. And I put some this beautiful leftover entrania blood and some food and some little gristle and shit like that. So I put that in there, and next thing you know, I said, just leave it there. Just leave it there. And we go wait. And we waited. And we waited. And then all of a sudden, bloop, we heard the little flip of the switch. That meant that the trap had been engaged. And wouldn't you know it, I went out there and there was she was. She was stuck in that cage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they ate all their food. And they were told MPO after midnight. Well, for those of you who don't know, MPO is no food, no water after midnight. So, okay. So we got that all set up. So I get up in the morning, and I go, and it's a rainy morning, and it's a big cage, and it's a big trap. And I have to physically pick that thing up, carry it into the zoo. If any of you have ever been to the zoo here in Elvira, it is gorgeous. It is wonderful. It is amazing. So we got them caught, and there they were. And I picked them up, and they're fine. So congratulations. Kitty cats are done. Okay, well, that's my story today. And other than that, I'm out on my walk, and back to you in the studio!
Yes, indeed. A big thank you, Grace. Lucky you got any fingers and hands left. That's all I can say. Having to deal with that lot. Ingrid there, our intrepid outdoor reporter, our everyday story of country folk. And good morning to Rowena and Phil, because they say Happy International Cat Day today to Ingrid, her cats, and all the cats out there. I mean, I didn't know that was International Cat Day. We live and learn, don't we? So, yeah, to all you pussycats out there.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious.
precious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose. My tail in the air.
We started off, of course, with What's New Pussycat from Tom Jones, and that one's Stray Cat and the Stray Cat Strut. And yes, we all like that one. So yeah, thanks to Rowena and Phil. I said we didn't know it was International Cat Day today. Wonder which day's International Parrot Day. Have to check. We got Lala back. Yes, we picked her up yesterday after our vacation. We went to our sister-in-law's and picked up Lala. There's Lala the parrot. Had to pay her husband, Eddie. Had to pay his medical bills. Yes. If Lala fancies you, she'll bite you. Good morning. Good morning. This is from Renee and Rick. Good morning. Having met Ingrid and the cook last month, I can totally picture the whole cat fiasco. Thanks for the giggle, Ingrid. And could you please play my song of the day, Can't Fight This Feeling, by REO Speedwagon. Keep an eye on the time, 8:30.
Special item of news. The Puss and Dog pet shop in downtown Kingston was last night broken into, causing all the animals to escape. Most of the dogs have since been recaptured, but groups of pussies have been roaming all over the city. The pet shop regrets the incident, and efforts are being made to catch every puss now on the run.
All puss on the run! You creepy paper bun! The puss catcher come. Yeah, man. I am the puss catcher. I just want to make it clear. I am the puss catcher. I know lots of puss in here. I am the puss catcher. And the puss is on the run. I am the puss catcher. I'm catching a puss is fun. I hear a puss over here. I hear a puss over there. Puss posse jumping in here. Puss jumping up everywhere.
is jumping up, getting hot, getting hot. The pussy is jumping up, jumping up. The pussy is jumping up, jumping up. The pussy is jumping up, getting hot, getting hot. Come, find the pussy, find the pussy. Find the pussy, find the pussy. Find the pussy, find the pussy. Cool it down, cool it down. Find the pussy, find the pussy. Find the pussy, find the pussy. Find the pussy, find the pussy. Cool it down, cool it down. No pussy safe tonight. Knocking how the puss scratching. Knocking how it fight and bite. I come as a puss catcher. That fat puss is in my sight. You know I'm the puss catcher. I must catch a puss tonight. Yeah, I hear a puss over here. I hear a puss over there. Puss posse jumping in here. Puss jumping up everywhere. The puss is in the party. The puss is in the fat. The puss is in the party. Working up a sweat.
They call themselves the Loving Deer and Puss Catcher. Big thanks to Ashley, that's his contribution to International Cat Day this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 22 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. So we're going to be checking with Yasmin last hour today, see how she got on with the weekend. Also, don't forget probably a couple of tracks from This Day in Music. And talking about tracks, here's another of our pick of the week, our tracks of the week. This one comes from Todrick Hall. It's called Breathe.
Love and use my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss. To know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. Lord, hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell. But we don't want no. Fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. though we don't make no sense. But I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me.
There we go. Yes, that's Todrick Hall, one of our tracks of the week there, and it's called Breath, or Breathe. They both spelled the same. 18 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, I got a little bit of light entertainment for you and some good advice. How about this? Cyber Night at LamparaYa.com, the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. every day, and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August applies only in web shopping. So there you go. Go along. Get yourself sorted out. Now tell you what did Todd Rundgren say when he popped into Lumicentro? I saw the light.
Most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
my cry. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am a sin to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am a sin. I am, I cried.
Neil Diamond and I said. We are 11 minutes away from the top of the hour from 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Now, I'll tell you what, here's a little question for you. How many of you remember Robert Weston Smith? Robert Weston Smith. Okay, some disc jockeys, they can actually make a sort of name for themselves and almost become immortal, as did this man, because you might recognize his name more as Wolfman Jack. He was a American disc jockey, famous for that gravelly voice that he had, which he credited for his success, saying it kept meat and veg and potatoes on the table for years for Wolfman and Wolfwoman. A couple of shots of whiskey helps as well, and it got that nice raspy sound. I'm going to start the old whiskey. But he was actually incredible. He had a tremendous career. But unfortunately, he passed away early. I mean, he was just 57 years of age when he passed away. And that was in a place called Belvedere in North Carolina on the 1st of July 1995. So just 57 years of age. And it was of a heart attack. Apparently, he'd just finished a broadcast and he was at home and he just passed away just like that. Of a heart attack. Well, guess who? The Guess Who, the group, they did make a homage record to Wolfman Jack, and called Clap for the Wolfman. So for those of you who remember Wolfman Jack, this one's for you.
So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey babe, you wanna
about the wolfman's pump of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour, she humps slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on a dime. I said, hey, baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time?
She was digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the wolfman. He gon' make your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the ankles.
Clap for the wolfman. You gon' dig in till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, isn't it?
Clap for the wolfman.
There we go. Yes, that was Guess Who? Clap for the Wolfman. And I tell you what, he was heard at some point in his career. He was actually heard on 2,000 radio stations as he syndicated his shows. And also, by the way, going over to the UK, remember the pirate ships of the 1960s and 70s and so on? Well, one of the when one of the surviving ships, this was Radio Caroline, had originally been a pirate radio network, of Radio Caroline North and Radio Caroline South. Well, it sank in 1980, the ship. Search began to find a replacement because of the laws passed in the UK in 1967. The sales operation needed to be situated in the United States. For a time, Don Kelly, Wolfman Jack's business partner and personal manager, acted as the West Coast agent for the planned new Radio Caroline, but the delay eventually fell apart. As a part of this process, Wolfman Jack was set to deliver the morning shows to the new station. And to that end, he recorded a number of programs that never aired because the station did not come on air according to the schedule. A shame. By the way, today those tapes are traded among collectors of his work. How about that, Wolfman Jack? That's the way to do it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Thank you.
there we go, Sweet Caroline, and that was as we just played, as we just played the version, Neil Diamond. We just played him, and he also, of course, had a big success with Sweet Caroline. But that version, believe it or not, was the cast of Glee. They were doing that one. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour, from 9 o'clock. So if you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9. Right, still to come on this morning's programme. After we've had the news, a couple of tracks, we'll check in with Yasmin, see what she's been doing, and a couple of tracks from this day in music. As for now, we'll take our little break. We'll be right back with the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Cuidemos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
There we go, plenty of good advice. And do support the people that are supporting us here on The Breakfast Show. And reminding you, of course, Cyber Night at lamparaya.com. The official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off. Now, discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. every day. And on Sundays, all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August, and it applies only in web shopping. So there you are. Want to see the light? Go along and check them out. And also, the other thing to remind you about is our friends at Day Gourmet, the Day Gourmet store. It's also now in Paitia Mall. Now, there you will find the much sought-after grabs and go. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. Oh, that's what I like. The Gourmet Store, Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you, so don't leave it too long. Do pop along, all right?
Oh,
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, there's another one of our tracks of the week. As is this one. This is Chevelle Hart. You Can Have Him, Jolene.
Well, since the last song, I've had time to think it over. A lot of tears, a lot of beer, a lot of wine. I spent so much time believing that that midnight phone stopped ringing, but he'd leave the room. And you holding me and saying you
love that. Chapel Heart. Chapel Heart, and you can have him, Jolene. And that's been given, by the way, the absolute blessing by the lady herself, Dolly Parton. Now, time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, call of M. And time for me to do some exercise. Go wandering off down the other end of the studio, see if anybody there. Hello? Oh, there we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, very good.
It was?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Quite at home. I was kind of sick, remember?
Oh, yeah, you were. You were kind of. You're feeling better now. You sound better now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah, that was fine.
By the way, Lala the parrot's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello,
good morning, Lala. Hola. She's there. She's listening. Yeah, so you went and picked up Lala from my sister-in-law yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was. She bit her husband twice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I was trying to do a deal with him, actually, to find out how much he would pay me to take the parrot back.
Oh.
Yeah, but she recognized me, I thought, after being away for 4 weeks.
And what about Christina?
Has she recognized me as well?
No, Lala.
Oh, la. Oh, with Christina. Well, as soon as we got... Oh, dear. As soon as we got home...
Uh-huh.
She flew and attacked Christina.
Really?
Yeah, she's a naughty girl.
Wow.
I've trained her well.
That's so sad.
But it is sad because Christina loves her as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just really, Lala is very sort of set in her ways.
Hmm.
So, yeah, wow. We've taken up medical insurance. I'm just looking here at the thing. You know when people put adverts in newspapers and things mm-hmm. like that? Well, somebody put a classified ad in. I think they worded it not very well. It was in the Ottawa Citizen. It says here, visitors are needed for a man having trouble with blindness and a German-speaking woman. I think it might be the visitors are needed for a man having trouble and a German-speaking woman with blindness. I don't know. can't beat it. So we went to Frank's.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, how
went,
was it?
Yeah, we went to Frank's on Saturday. It was good. It was
John
good.
Carney was there.
Hey,
John Carney was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he too. Was. Because you know, it's one of the reasons we went because John was there, and he was on his own because sometimes he also plays a lot of time with the group. But mm-hmm. Yeah, John was there, and I mean, I'm in awe of his guitar playing. He really is mm-hmm. a superb guitarist, and. I was chatting with him after. I said, oh, you're really annoying. I said, I'm so envious that you can play like that. It must be wonderful to be able to play an instrument like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All I play is the microphone. But, yeah, so it was great to see John. And, as I say, absolutely brilliant. So we were there. Also, I saw your buddy Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the photographer.
Uh-huh. He's very good.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, he got a very nice video of that presentation. Of
oh, he did? Mm-hmm. What, of me?
Yeah, you were there too.
I was there too, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that? Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well done, Patrick. today, is it an easy day today? Did you supermarket yesterday?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Oh, you did? So mm-hmm. today is a day of rest?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or do you do washing on Mondays?
No, it was yesterday too.
Oh, that was yesterday. You do everything on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sunday's a day of rest. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but not for me.
No, okay.
No.
All right. what have we got today, this day in music, yes? Today being the 8th of August.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about somebody very young.
Oh, we're going to talk about me? But it wasn't that funny.
That is Shawn Mendes. He was born in 1998.
Yes.
Canadian singer and songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Shawn Mendes. His single, Stitches, reached the top 10 in the US and Canada and number 1 in the UK. Both his albums debuted at number 1 on the US Billboard 200, making Mendes one of 5 artists to ever debut at number 1 before the age of 18. Wow. Uh-huh.
Nothing, yeah. Good for him. He's a good artist, too.
Exactly.
I got quite a few of his albums, or a couple of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the one here, Stitches, the one you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed it till I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that get out of love if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe.
There we go. That's it. That's called Stitches, and that's our Born Today in Music. Shawn Mendes, A Mere Child, mm-hmm. 1998. Mm-hmm. That was just before we got the canal back, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's nothing. It was yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And he's already had a number one hit. And he had a debut number one before he was 18. It makes you sick, you know. Oh, what a great guy. Who's your next one? Is it somebody older or younger?
Well, a little bit younger. Bradley McIntosh.
Oh, older. 1981.
Mm-hmm. Older. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want more people too young. 81, well, that's young enough. Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Bradley McIntosh, mm-hmm. from English pop group S Club 7, who had the 1999 UK number one single Bring It All Back. Their 2000 UK number one album, 7, spent over a year on the UK chart. Wow.
High and reach the top. Let the world
That's it. It's Club 7 and bring it on back. A couple of good tracks this morning, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, these young people are quite good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, excellent. Good.
Thank you.
And let me see. Well, we've got a guest tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're actually going to be talking to somebody tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sent me the info. Mm-hmm. Here, yeah. Horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Panamanian director, Alberto Serra, and he's coming in with his partner. He's coming in to chat with us about El Sacrificio.
Exactly.
That's what you do every morning from 6 to 10.
No.
You know. It's a sacrifice. And by the way, just quickly, Mary Lou dropped a line. She mentioned about Lala. She said Lala's jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I still remember my daughter falling for S Club 7.
Oh, yeah.
Now she can fall for us here on the Breakfast Show. Don't worry about it. So, so yes, we've got guests coming tomorrow. That's going to be nice. What else we got this week as well? Look, I've done it again. I keep turning around.
Yeah, just that for now.
My headphones.
Mm.
Which is better than breaking the cable, I suppose. what else we got this
for now, just week? That.
Huh?
Just for now.
So far, yeah. I'm mm-hmm. sure we'll find somebody else.
Yes.
That's desperate. All right, yes. Well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Just relax, seeing as you did everything yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday can be your day of rest.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right.
Bye, see you tomorrow.
Okay. Here is Mr. Joe Cocker and the letter.
You got time to check no faster. All the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I gotta spend. Oh,
we go. Let's hear it from Mr. Joe Cocker and the letter. Exactly. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes, just before the hour of 10 o'clock. Let me remind you just once again, Cyber Night. Yes, don't forget it, Cyber Night. You can do your shopping overnight. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about technology today, isn't it? Cyber Night at lamparaya.com. All right, the official Loomis Centro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. You see, there you are. You can shop at night every day. And by the way, on Sundays, all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August applies only in web shopping. Don't forget that. And by the way, do you know what Manfred Mann said when they walked into Loomis Centro? There we go, Manfred Mann and Blinded by the Light. 17 minutes is the time before the hour of 10 o'clock. Now, earlier on, or just before that, I played, didn't I, Joe Cocker and the letter. Now, one of the things about that is, in fact, I told you, we went to Frank's place on Saturday night and John Carney was playing. And if I have it correct, if I remember rightly, John actually played with Joe Cocker, which is quite funny for those of you that remember Joe Cocker, of course. And as I say, John was performing at Frank's place just on his own with the guitar, and he is really quite an exceptional guitarist. And I remember the track he finished on again, if I remember right. I do forget things, you know that. Of course you do. He finished with a track from Santana on Saturday night called Europa. And Santana is one of my favourite guitarists, and so is, you know, my other favourite guitarist, Gary Moore. So anyway, I thought I'd play Santana's Europa and one by Gary Moore. And I know that John is rather a late riser, as most musicians are. And I was telling him the other day, because he's now living in Coronado. And I said, well, you know, you can listen to it on your computer, you know. So I told him. So you never know. He might be listening. But anyway, John, thanks for a wonderful evening's entertainment. And here are two tracks just for you.
sorrow's like an open door. You've been this way for much too long. Somebody must have done you wrong. But one day the sun will shine on you. Turn all your tears to laughter. One day your dreams may all come true. One day the sun will shine on you. I've seen that look so many times. I know the sadness in your eyes. Your life is like a wishing well. Where it goes, only time will tell. One day the sun will shine on you. Turn all your tears to laughter.
Classic guitar player Santana, of course, the first one in Europa, and Gary Moore there, and One Day. And I mean, to me, I mean, Gary Moore, he always gives me goosebumps. Does Gary Moore when I hear him when I hear him playing? And you know, we all sort of don't we? I mean, I always say I can't play an instrument, but I suppose there is one instrument that I can play, and that is that's the air guitar. And Gary Moore is the guy whose piece of music, one of his particular pieces of music, would be my air guitar. I'm just going to play the beginning of this, because we don't have time to play it. We've got about a minute or so, but this is my air guitar piece. That's it. The beginning of Parisian Walkways from Gary Moore. I tell you what, I'm gonna move that across. I'm gonna put that on my playlist for tomorrow. Incredible track. Well, that's it then. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Be nice starting off a full week for a change. So big thanks to all of you. And let's start, of course, with thanks to, let's start with our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for her report today. Chasing the pussies around the yard, not an easy job. So thanks very much to Ingrid for that. And also, big thanks goes to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer. She does all our social media. She does this day in music and all the work in the background there. That's why I leave her alone. Otherwise, she'll stop working. So big thanks to Yasmin also for this day in music. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of background information for us on the Breakfast Show. To the boys and girls, a group of Garada, keep us up and running. And as always, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Want to join us? It's quite simple. You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. That's nice and easy. 677-18822. Or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. We'll be with you tomorrow. Got a guest, as I mentioned earlier on, tomorrow, which will be nice. And just please remember that whatever it is that you are going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock in the morning, I want you to be doing it carefully. Why? Well, because as I always say, at 6 o'clock tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.